WDHDX, Whiskey Delta 8 Delta X-ray Mobile 14714. Good morning. Now, there's a familiar voice. Good morning, sir. Oh, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. Good morning, Mr. Jim. Oh, it's been a long time, and I have missed these conversations. Well, I hope you're a couple days off. Good night's sleep and stuff like that. Probably not, but hey, wishful thinking. I'll be honest with you, I actually did really well this last week. Took my meds on time and took my allergy pills, and I never had any serious issues. I even took my inhaler every morning as prescribed, and I went on some massive hikes. And I say massive, I think the longest hike I was on was probably about 3.5 miles or so, maybe three. So I really enjoyed my time out there. There is part of me that wanted to stay right where I was at, but I know I can't afford to do that, so I got to work a little longer.
You know, it's kind of funny. Hiking is one of the stuff out there. I was part of the mountain search and rescue people, and I would say, I'm going to say 10 people on the average per year got lost up there. You could understand on some of those hiking trails.
I could understand. I could see people that were not experienced that would get turned around if you're not careful. Now, granted, a lot of the hiking trails we were on were actually paved, of all things. It was quite amazing. Now, it was one of our last ones. The longest one I did was not paved. It was just a dirt path through the woods, and but it still was pretty significant. But like you say, there were plenty of little turnoffs and little things you could explore. And if you started doing some of those, I could see where someone could get turned around. One of those times you want to make sure you have a compass with you, because a lot of those places, the cell phone didn't work. So there you go.
Yeah, I was going to warn you about that, but actually a VHF handheld works better than a cell phone in a lot of areas, but I have to laugh. You know, I say I was a member of the Mountain Search and Rescue. Do you have any idea what my task was?
No idea. Go for it.
Well, I would end up staying with my vehicle. Now, a lot of them, you can drive to, like, a trailhead and park there. Well, my job was to stay in my vehicle at the trailhead and wait and see if someone magically appeared there. What a job for Mountain Search and Rescue.
Oh, that would have been right up my, I'd be willing to be the anchor point, you know? Oh, shoot. And with a vehicle, you'd have a little more power and be able to relay if need to be. Yeah, that's a pretty important position as far as I'm concerned. Oh, shoot. But, yeah, I took my portable with me. I had my Yaesu handheld with me. And I found about 4 repeaters that I could reach, but the entire week, I couldn't get anyone to answer me on any one of the repeaters. Dead quiet. So, not much good if people aren't on it using it. You know, that's why I'm kind of really, I try to stay as active as I can on the repeaters that I use. And if I hear someone I don't recognize, I always try to answer them.
Well, when I lived out there, we supported one of the mountaintop repeaters. And that was interesting also, because they were doing linking of the mountaintop repeaters. And you could talk anywhere from Northern California all the way out, well, up to Seattle, and then going east out to Spokane, all on the different repeaters. it was interesting because you check into a repeater and then you enter like a two-digit touchtone number and it would activate the link to the next mountaintop. This was kind of interesting. And the link would stay active for about 30 minutes.
Hey, Mr. Jim, I am about to lose this signal altogether. If you want to switch over to 86, QSY to 86, go ahead.
Charlie 8, Delta call. QSY, WCADDX. QSY, WCADDX. Hello, Echo 8, Fox, Julie Whiskey,
monitoring. N9KOP mobile. N9KOP mobile, Mile.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Yankee Foxtrot monitoring. KF 8, BYF monitoring.
Station calling, this is Whiskey Charlie 9 India. WC9I.
KO4IPV.
LACZ2.